This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
From Rosie and Charles, we're looking at our investments before the end of the year, and we've got some good investments, but we also have some losses on individual holdings. Are there any moves we should take that might help us out this year? Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I think you should go through and take a look at your losses and take your losses. It would have been better to take them 3 weeks ago. You know, when the market tanked, what was it, almost 10%, mm-hmm. we called an all-office meeting and said, okay, we've taken a lot of gains earlier in the year. Now's the time to step
back.
We've
had nothing but gains. I mean, it's been a great year, and so we saw some chances to take the losses that we sold.
Right. So, but it's really, you know, it's somewhat talking out of both sides of your mouth, because during that period of time, you're also saying, if I'm sitting on some extra cash, mm-hmm. well, why would I not want to buy when the market's down 10%? So you've got to you perpetually have to be monitoring and watching.
Yeah,
this.
But there's no reason that you can't sell existing holdings.
True.
And take a loss
today,
and then buy. Don't buy the same.
Mm-hmm. Substantially
right.
similar.
Sure. You buy different ones and buy them.
Yeah. You can sell Coke and buy Pepsi.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to hold it 31 days. 30 mm-hmm. days plus the trade date.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true for the losses. So you can't have just bought the stock and then turn around and try to sell it. You got to hold it 31 days.
There you go.
Or you will have a wash sale.
Mm-hmm. But it is wise to take advantage of these kinds of moves.
Absolutely.
Because it will increase your net return in the long run. You're not speculating when you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the government is helping you out by, what's your tax rate? 30-some percent?
Well, it's capital gains generally, unless you're wiping away short-term.
Yeah, but even if it's short-term, so it could be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 26.
The government's covering it. Okay.
Right. But also, if you take in excess of your gains by $3,000, you can take $3,000 against your ordinary income tax.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.